Did you just have the worst fight of your life? Maybe it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, whoever, and you just can't seem to get through to them. You feel stuck on how to communicate and want to know how to resolve this conflict? Today's episode's for you. Welcome back to Through the Looking Glass podcast. My name is Lavanya. My goal is to empower listeners, even in the smallest way possible, and improve your well-being. If you've found my podcast and enjoying it, please take a minute to follow and rate the show. It really would make a huge difference for a brand new show and lets me know I'm doing a good job. If you want to know more about me, behind the scenes, and podcast clips, follow me on Instagram. All my socials are linked below. So, I've been gatekeeping this from you. I've been wanting to share this communication technique for a while on my podcast how-to series. It's called Dear Man. I decided I should just make a dedicated episode, and this is the perfect week to do it since I'm on a little bit of a time crunch. So what is Dear Man? It's a behavioral technique I learned in therapy, and it's a strategy to effectively communicate. There are many ways to apply it with your relationships, family, workplace, even strangers who are up in your business. If you master this, you can set healthy boundaries and improve your overall communication skills. Dear Man is an acronym, actually, and it stands for 7 steps in this process. It spells out describe, express, assertive, reinforce, stay mindful, appear confident, and negotiate. So the idea is you start with describing the situation. You want to summarize what happened. Keep it short, 3 sentences maximum, in my opinion. It might be helpful to speak in third person and try to remove yourself from the situation best you can so it comes off factual. E is for express how you feel about the situation. Don't get too carried away with this step and accuse them of anything. Just state your emotions with I statements like, I worry about you, rather than you made me worry. See the difference? Then assert yourself. This means you're being direct with what you want. This might be uncomfortable for some, especially if you're a people pleaser. The thing is, no one can read your mind, so you just have to work on clearly expressing what you want or need. Next step is R, for reinforce your request. This is when you talk about what they get in return. In any relationship, there should be a healthy give and take. Maybe this is when you thank the other person or state what they get out of it in return. While you do the dear steps, you want to stay mindful. This is the hardest step, in my opinion. Don't get distracted by other things going on around you. Focus on your goal. If the other person is being assertive or trying to distract you in some way, stand your ground, try to ignore the attacks, and stick to what you have to say. That brings me to the A in man. Appear confident. Even if you don't feel confident, you just have to learn to fake it. Make eye contact, speak calmly and clearly and loudly. I know this is uncomfortable for a lot of people, but it is possible. The last step is negotiate. This is the ideal outcome when both parties can understand where both of them fell short and work together to resolve the disagreement. This is the part where you need to listen to the other person too. It's not about just dictating what you want and expect people to follow your request. You have to be willing and open to make changes on your end too. A couple of tips I want to add here. Maybe you want to practice what you have to say. Maybe write it out at home first. Maybe even rehearse what you want to say, even if it's just running through the steps in your head. Then I would also say you want to set yourself up for success by approaching the situation in a neutral setting, like a coffee shop. So to demonstrate how to apply Dear Man, I'm going to do an example scenario with a fictional couple, Priya and Raj. Priya is upset at Raj for not spending time with her and for not planning dates lately. They have been snipping at each other, acting frustrated, and Raj has been distant and non-communicative. Priya has had enough, and she wants to confront Raj, but she knows she shouldn't talk to him when she's angry. So she decides to use Dear Man on him. So she sets up a coffee date on a Sunday morning so they can both be free of any distractions. Raj and Priya get to the coffee shop. Raj is a little tense, considering the latest disagreements. Priya tries to remain calm and reminds herself of all the steps of Dear Man. She says, Raj, I want to talk about our relationship lately. You haven't been giving each other time consistently, and this feels like it's caused some disagreements between us. I know we're both busy and it's an important time for your startup now, but I feel frustrated and unappreciated when you cancel dates last minute. It's important to me that we connect emotionally, and quality time is a big part of relationships for me. I would like for us to come up with a plan together to make sure my needs are being met. It's important to me that we connect with each other in person at least once a week. I know that we both have commitments and travel, so if we can find a solution that works for both of us, that would make me feel loved. Maybe some alternate solutions for busy weeks, or compromise can be discussed as things come up, and I'm open to hearing your perspective on how to come out of this stronger. Then Priya waits and listens for Raj's response. This is an important step too. She spoke calmly and clearly, which makes her look confident. Now I want to do another example with family. Resolving conflict with brown parents can be tough, especially when they're on your case about getting married. This is a topic I chat a lot about with my Indian friends, so I wanted to show you how you can use Dear Man here too. Let's bring Priya back. Priya is 28 and has been facing increasing pressure from her parents to get married. Every family hangout turns into an interrogation about her relationship status. She hasn't told them about Raj yet. At the next dinner, Priya is prepared to respond using the Dear Man technique. Priya says, "Mama, Dad, lately I've noticed our conversations keep steering towards my relationship status and marriage. It happens almost every time we get together as a family, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. I want both of you to know I appreciate your concern for my happiness. However, I feel pressured and stressed whenever the topic of marriage comes up. It's important to me to enjoy our family time together without any of this tension. I would like both of you to refrain from discussing my relationship status. I will let you know when I found the right person, and I need my space to figure out my own timeline. If you can respect my boundaries, we have so much more to catch up on with my life, and I don't want this issue to overshadow our family time. Can we please focus on other topics during our dinners?" So look at how she remained calm when she was speaking, and she's going to allow her parents to process her words. And sometimes repeating yourself firmly is the best thing you can do to be understood. As we discuss how to apply Dear Man in two different scenarios, I hope you found this helpful to understand the strategy. I hope you learned a new skill today and how to get people to do what you want. This is one technique that can help up your communication game. I would love to hear if you found this helpful, how you applied it in your own life, or any other feedback you'd like to share with me. Thank you so much for listening or watching, wherever you are in the world.